Blackstone presents Beautiful Monster, A Dark Stalker Romance by J.L. Beck and S. Renee. This book is read by Anastasia Whatley and Kurt Bonham.
Prologue. Christian. Eavesdropping is never an acceptable act. At least that's what my father has always told me. But what am I supposed to do when he doesn't tell me anything? All the secrets, the whispers and conversations that end the moment I enter a room. If I want to know something around here, this is the only way to make that happen. I lurk in the distance, listening in on every discussion. He says I'm not ready, that I'll need to prove that I can handle what it means to be a Russo before he lets me in on things. Yet I'm months past my 14th birthday, and he still treats me like a kid. I'm not a fucking kid, and one day, I will make sure he knows it.
Esse sicuro che questa sia la strada che vuoi intraprendere?
And you're sure this is the route you want to take?
My father says while tugging his pants legs up and then sitting behind his desk. I stand in the hall on the other side of the door, watching him through the slip between the wall and the hinges. It's late, and most of the staff have retreated to their quarters. The lights are out except for what shines in from the moon and many lamp posts around the property. From this angle, I can't see who is in my father's office. But by the soft timbre of her voice, I know it's a woman.
Marco ha chiesto questo?
Marco asked for this, she says. And when she inches a little to the right, I can finally see who it is. My father stares at her for a moment, contemplating her offer. I observe his features and can sense that he's interested. I should be surprised, but Samuele Russo is a greedy man, and we've been at war with the Giulianis for as long as I can remember. I didn't catch the entirety of the conversation, just the end, and apparently we're joining forces. What does that mean for our families? Why isn't Marco here to make this deal?
Va bene. Ma chiariamo una cosa.
All right, but let's get one thing clear. Samuele leans forward, resting his elbows on the desk and boring his sight into the woman. She's nervous if the stiff roll of her shoulders is any indication. Something is off about this, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Why now, after all these years, is my father entertaining this?
Non si torna indietro. Ottengo ogni centimetro di territorio.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?